Victor Hugo was right. When your idea is ready, no one is going to stop it from blooming. Hello, this is Bob Proctor, and in this edition of the Freedom Series, I've decided to focus on the questions I hear most often in every seminar and certainly in the first few weeks of a new year. How to set goals, think about goals, act on goals, and successfully achieve one after another after another. Let's face it, when we're just a few weeks into a new year, it's not difficult to find many people who are already discouraged with respect to their goals. When we're approaching New Year's Day, most people reflect on the year just passed and decide to make some changes. These changes might be just tweaks or adjustments. But let's face it, if you look back over the last 12 months, you know many people who have enjoyed spectacular success. I certainly hope you did. But we must all recognize there's always room for improvement. But we may not seem to have spectacular success every year. There are some years we'd just as soon forget about. You may have struggled in some way last year, and you're tired of living with this thing, this circumstance that seems to grow every time you turn your back on it. Of late, you might be comparing this issue to a forgotten bit of something in the back of your refrigerator. It might have seemed like a normal sort of thing way back when, but now it's got some legs on it. It's taken on a life of its own, and you want it out of yours. Or you might have noticed a lack in your life in time freedom, your relationships, your earnings, or other factors that would enhance your enjoyment of life. And you've decided it's time to squelch the lack from your life completely. But as the weeks roll on and yet another year gets underway with all its busy demands, you're sensing some frustration or discouragement. You wonder how you're ever going to be able to break out, seize that goal of yours, and make it yours. I know, you're ready for that goal to happen in your life, and it's ready for you too. As Victor Hugo said in the quote I just mentioned, there's not much you can do to stop an idea whose time has come. The very same holds true for your goals. There's absolutely no way you can dream a new way of life for yourself without being personally capable of bringing that dream into a reality. I've never doubted this truth, and I don't doubt it for you. Your goal isn't too big for you. Your goal isn't wrong for you. I think, instead, you might be cobwebbed in one way or more of the 13 reasons why goals fail. That's exactly what I'm here to talk about. You can have the things you want, all of them, and you will have them when you understand and apply the rules of goal setting and achieving.